From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. and Russia claim efforts have eased fighting in Syria. The U.S. and Russia say their combined effort to quell unrest in Syria has resulted in a significant decrease in fighting in some areas, but challenges remain. In a joint statement issued Tuesday, the two countries said fighting between the Syrian regime and rebels had dropped significantly in North Latakia and East Ghouta, two areas that are part of a localized ceasefire brokered by the U.S. and Russia in late April. Now, earlier today, VOA spoke with our correspondent Pam Dawkins, who's traveling with the Secretary of State, to find out what this statement is all about.
In the statement, Russia vows to work with Syrian authorities to minimize aviation operations over civilian areas, and the U.S. pledges to intensify support and assistance to regional allies. The U.S. and Russia are co-chairs of a ceasefire task force that has been monitoring violations to a nationwide cessation of hostilities that took effect in February.
A U.S. official said the U.S. and Russia are committed to the extension of a localized ceasefire in Aleppo. And are committed to the extension of the ceasefire due to expire in late Monday. A team of BBC journalists has been expelled from North Korea on Monday, apparently because officials were unhappy with their reports. This is an unnamed spokesman for the North Korean government.
We have decided to expel a Tokyo BBC correspondent, Rupert Winfield Hayes, from the territory of the DPRK, and we are going to never admit him again.
Now, Rupert Winfield Hayes and his team were detained Friday as they were about to leave North Korea. Mr. Winfield Hayes was interrogated for 8 hours. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron warned during a speech Monday that Britain would raise the risk of war if it chooses to leave the European Union in a referendum vote scheduled for later this year. Prime Minister Cameron gave the major speech on Monday on national security as the so-called Brexit campaign winds to a close before the country votes June 23rd on whether it wants to continue to be a member of the 28-nation alliance. Prime Minister also warned of potentially devastating economic consequences if Britain chooses to turn its back on the EU. According to Mr. Cameron, it would cost each household in Britain about £4,300 by 2030 should it leave the Union. Canadian officials say they've reached a turning point in combating the huge wildfire that has destroyed a large area of the province of Alberta, Canada. But nearly 90,000 people in the city of Fort McMurray grabbed what few belongings they could and fled when the fire started. While the flames so far have not reached any major oil processing facilities, they remain closed, and global oil prices have soared over concerns about the Canadian fires. Alberta is home to the world's third largest oil reserves behind Saudi Arabia and Venezuela. A tough-talking mayor from the southern Philippines is well ahead in the country's presidential race, according to unofficial vote tallies from Monday's national elections. The latest returns indicate that the Davao City Mayor Rodrigo Duterte's vote count is almost double that of the next highest contender, former Interior Secretary Roxas. Duterte has gained support with his profanity-filled speeches pledging to combat crime and corruption, including promises to execute criminals, drawing comparisons to U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Well, in a rare cosmic occurrence, Mercury has begun to move across the sun. It's called the transit of Mercury, and it started about 7 o'clock this morning, which is in Washington time, about 7 hours ago. During the event, the smallest planet will move across the sun for about 7.5 hours. NASA scientist Dr. Yari Collado Vega.
The transits are very important to us because it's actually something that has been used by astronomers for hundreds of years to understand our solar system, how far our planets are from our sun, you know, the atmosphere of our planets. But nowadays they're actually used the same system. When the planet crosses in front of the star, it causes the light of the star to dim a little bit, and they use that system to find planets outside our solar system, the exoplanets, and see if they can understand those planets, the atmosphere, and if they actually can find some kind of life form in them.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.